Welcome to Elm with Eli. Stay tuned.
I hope you're having an amazing day. Today, I'm going to interview my sister, Lily, because I've interviewed everyone in my family except her. So I hope you guys enjoy it, and let's start. Hello, Lily.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm a little nervous, but yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thanks. Okay. Are you ready to start the interview?
Yep. I'm all set. Okay.
Okay. Cringe. Okay. The first question is that, what is your favourite thing to do in your spare time?
Do you mean at home?
Guess anywhere.
Well, I really love doing, like, art. I love doing clay. Just listening to music and doing art, very ideal. Or just sleeping. Any of those sounds good.
Same. What's your favourite food?
Definitely nachos. I love nachos.
Yes, I love nachos, except for my guinea pig, because my guinea pig's name is Nacho.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. What would you love to do in the future?
In the future, I would love to become, like, a play therapist or just, like, help kids in the hospital. And, I don't know, I'd love to just, like, be very happy and free and, like, yeah.
Free.
And just, like, I don't know, do what I want, I guess. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. If you could have the power to do anything, what would it be?
Well, my first reaction to it would probably be to, like, read people's minds. But then again, like, I don't want to, like, at one hand, like, I want to know the things that they're thinking. But, like, if it's about me, I kind of, like, don't want to know. Or I kind of do want to know. But I'd probably have the power to just, like, move stuff with my eyes or something like that. Something like that, yeah.
Cool.
That sounds like I could just stay in bed all day.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good plan.
I'd probably have maybe invisibility or, like, super speed. Maybe not super speed. Super strength.
Yeah.
You
already are super speedy.
Yeah.
Speedy Gonzales.
Okay. If you could only eat one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Okay, I'm, like, not really a big fan of, like, really sweet stuff, so probably, like, some kind of form of, like, potato. I love potato, so yeah, any potato stuff.
Yeah. If you could have a time machine, would you travel to the future or the back to the past, and what would you do?
I would probably, it's a tough one. Actually, I'd probably travel to the future so I can, like, kind of see how I turned out, and then if I don't like it, I would do something in the future to change that. No, sorry. I would go to the future, see what I've done, and then when I come back to the present time, I'd do something. If I didn't like what was in the future, I'd change it. So, yeah, so I could just, like, know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I would probably go to the future as well, because the past, that's already happened.
Yeah,
and you're
exactly. It's, like, kind of boring. Like, I mean, it's cute, like, as a baby, but, like,
because you already know what's happened.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
In the future, like, I would just see how many elf listens I have and, like,
yeah,
if I fail or not, I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay. That sounds like a good plan.
Okay, cool. Now, interviews will not stop me from doing Fact of the Day, so let's do Fact of the Day. Today's fact is that the Mona Lisa has no eyebrows. Don't believe me? Go check for yourself. Okay, tell me three things I should know about you.
Oh, okay. I hate risotto.
Yep, same.
Yeah. I love, like, shopping. I love shopping. And I really enjoy hanging out with my family and friends. Yeah.
Okay. If you could have lunch with one person, dead or alive, who would it be?
I'd love to have lunch with maybe, like, Michelle Obama. I'd love to just, like, meet her because she seems like such, like, a nice, like, inspirational person. So yeah, I'd really love to meet her. and have lunch with her.
Yeah.
Probably eat nachos.
Yep. Okay, what's your favourite song? What's your favourite song?
Ooh, okay.
Should we skip the question?
Yes.
Okay.
It's too hard.
Okay. What's your favourite movie?
Sorry, okay. I haven't actually watched like a specific movie in a long time, but I really love like TV series.
What movie?
I said TV series, not
No, but it has to be a movie.
Okay, sorry. What movie?
I don't know.
What's a movie
why are you asking me what movie?
No, I just... what's a movie that we all love? Minions.
Minions? Really?
Wait, let me say that differently. So ask me again.
Okay, I'll ask you again. What is your favourite movie?
Oh, I haven't really watched a movie in a long time.
You watched one, like, this morning.
No, I didn't. No, I watched
please.
A series.
Okay, will you just...
Okay, anyway,
okay. Answer the question.
Anyway, I find, like, Minions 2 really funny. I know it's, like, really, like, little kid, but I really like Minions 2, and it always makes me laugh. So, yeah, any, like, comedy kind of based movie, I really enjoy.
Okay, what's your favourite toy?
My favourite toy is the guinea pigs.
They're not toys.
I know. Do you mean toys and like just like a stuffed toy?
No, I mean toys as in like, well, any toy.
Okay. Oh, Snoopy. I love Snoopy. We have a little dog. It's a fake dog, but it used to be Mum's and it's really cute. And yeah, so that's probably my favorite toy, even though I don't really know it. But anyway, yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite place you've ever been to?
Oh, my favourite place that I've ever been to, well, this is in Australia, and I know, like,
come on, why not Hawaii?
Yeah, I know, Hawaii was incredible, and I loved it, but I just, like, I love South Bank in Brisbane. It is, like, oh, I just want to move there, like, it's so beautiful, and it's, like, I just want to live there, so, yeah, it was amazing when we've been there, so, yeah, it was great.
Yeah. If you could go anywhere in the world, where would it be?
I'd love to go to Mexico, and hint, I love Mexican food, but there's quite a few people from my school that I know have been to Mexico, and they says it's beautiful, and just, like, the atmosphere is lovely, so, yeah, I'd absolutely love to go there.
Yeah. And the last question is, do you have any questions, comments, or requests for Elm?
Oh, okay, well... First of all, I'd love to say thank you, Eli, for listening.
This is just getting out of hand.
Can you edit that out, please?
Okay, I'll edit it out. I am totally not going to edit this out. Okay.
Anyway, I'd love to say thank you for interviewing me. I was really happy that I got to be on an Elm. And congrats that you have 1,232 plays. Oh, you're so cool, Eli. And you're just a really cool brother.
Thanks.
A little cliche, but yeah. I just love you. Love you, bro.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Ow!
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Oh. Anyway. I'm really sorry. Thank you for me and all of Elm listeners. If you know me, hi. yeah, okay, bye.
What was that, Lily?
I'm so sorry. She died in the corner.
She died in the corner. Okay. Thank you. Can I say something else? Yes, you can say something else.
I'm really proud of my brother because he's just like such an inspirational person. Like, he made his own podcast. So, yeah, just, like, hit subscribe. Bye!
It's follow, not subscribe. And it's not... And it's subscribe, not subscribe.
Okay, do you want me to say... Follow...
You're really trying.
How do you say it? Follow
okay,
Eli's
Lily,
channel.
Okay, Lily, why don't we just...
Can I just say follow Eli's podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, no.
Okay.
Go follow Eli's podcast at www.elm.com.
That isn't it. Lily, you're really, really trying. Okay.
She died in the corner.
Hint, again. I am not good at interviews.
Okay, thank you so much, Lily, for letting me interview you. I had loads of fun. And guys, don't forget to follow, comment, rate, and join the playlist I've created for the Elm listeners, just like you. And it's called Elm Audience Songs, and the link to it is in the description if you would like to join it. To join it, you just need to add a song and you will automatically join. More episodes coming soon. Don't forget to voice message me and I'll put it in the next episode. I hope you all have an amazing day and see you on the playlist. Bye. ¶¶